You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the jungle.
That's a good song.
Yes, it is. Yeah. DNR.
So.
That was really hot going down my throat, so I'm so sorry if you heard that one. I try to sip my coffee now very, very subtly and very, very silently. But I just poured it and it burned going down. So if you hear that was me. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you for the description. So.
So. Hi.
Hi.
No, it's been, how's your week been? Because I feel like, I don't know if we've both been stressed. I myself have been exhausted.
So this week has been a roller coaster for me, but I contribute it to like a few different things.
Okay, what are those? If you feel like sharing.
Well, one of them I think is like this whole week I have not taken any of my supplements that I normally take. Like I normally
like your fish oil, your multivitamins.
Like well, yes, those aren't the ones, but yes.
Your creams.
No creams. Like no.
Cetaphil.
But stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I was doing really well and like taking them every morning. I would get up and I would take them, you know, and I had like a schedule.
Wait a minute. Can you take those on an empty stomach?
So I had sort of.
Yeah. Cause when I take my pills that I take, like I have to eat.
Well, I don't take the multivitamin. Like I take like a vitamin B complex and then I take like NAD and I take like those kind of things. But most of them I don't have to take like with food. So I'm pretty safe. But I had this routine that I would do like every morning and I was like sticking to it. And then I bought this pill bottle or this pill like case that I would put them in every morning. I don't know what happened to it. I had it on my desk. I don't know where it went. Anyways, so then I like just forgot to bring it home one day. And so after that, what happened was I think that I got out of the routine. I think that had something to do with it. Not that it had everything to do with it. I just feel like maybe because I was not in that routine of taking those things, maybe my body's feeling it a little bit. So like my mind hasn't been all with it, but also I contribute it also to my thyroid because my thyroid is completely jacked up and I can totally tell that it's not exactly correct. And I have an appointment on Monday to see my endocrinologist. So on Monday, I'm going to go to do that, and then we're going to kind of see where my levels are because I went from hypothyroidism to hyperthyroidism. So, like, I went, like, completely, like, 180. So my symptoms are completely different when it comes to my thyroid. So it completely changes, like, things in my body. It completely changes everything. Like, my vision is jacked up and stuff like that.
Your vision's jacked up?
Yeah. Like, we'll talk about your vision.
My vision's jacked up too.
Well, you just talked about that yesterday.
It's because I'm going blind.
You are? Okay, let's talk
about that. I have Ray Charles-isms.
What did you tell me yesterday?
Well, about the blindness?
Yeah.
What did I say? Well.
Well, you came in and you're like, what's wrong with my eyes?
Well, yeah, my eyes have been like tension, and they feel like they're going like rapidly left and right, left and right, left and right. And I'm like, and I feel groggy on top of that. So I know like when I mean, I didn't look anything up and I don't know, but knowing what I know about medical stuff, which is nothing, I feel like I'm going blind.
And what did you tell me this morning? Now this was yesterday when he was talking about the eye stuff.
Yes.
So this morning.
It might be a contributing factor too. So this morning I woke up really early in the morning and I felt like I was going to like get sick. And I was nauseous. And then I ended up falling back asleep. But I'm what I think happened is I've had tuna for 4 days in a row for lunch. So I think I have, what did I say I had?
I don't remember. It started with an M.
I had like mascarpone or something. I was like, from the tuna.
Okay, and where did you figure out what this word is? Like, where did you get
sometimes
that?
Sometimes if I can't think of the word, like the horoscopes,
Okay, what he means by that is, because I had to decode this, he means a kolache.
A kolache, yes.
And no, he'll make it up, and he'll be like, I want one of those horoscopes for breakfast. And I'll be like, you mean a kolache? Kolache. Now I'm like, I can't say it. But what that is it's like this roll, picture like a roll, and it's like stuffed with like... Oh. Bacon, cheese, egg.
The best. Yeah, whatever. Or the Monte Cristo.
Or the Monte Cristo one, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like sometimes if I don't know what the word is, I'll just, you have to say it confidently.
So what was that word again? The one that you said? No. The one that you said you think you have from the tuna.
Oh my gosh, I actually don't remember. I think it was like a marapka. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, he has some disease, right?
I have a disease. And it's from too much tuna. And I also think it's from... So it's, I'm groggy. I have blindness coming, and I'm and I have the marafidite. No,
what?
The stuff you get from tuna, too much tuna, and then I think I've been working out too hard. I think my body is like, yo, you've been feeding us with fries and burgers and lounging, and now I'm feeding it with tuna, too much tuna, and all this stuff.
And where are you going for dinner tonight?
Hook and reel. Which, I'm not going to get tuna. I'm going to get salmon.
Okay. So do you know the definition of hypochondria?
Mm.
The actual definition.
I know that I have. The actual definition. I'm going to do my best. The actual definition is, I'm going to butcher it, but it's, you think you have a disease based off of no information and you psych yourself out telling you that you have it.
Okay. Not bad. So... also known as health anxiety disorder.
Health anxiety disorder?
Yes. It's a mental health condition by excessive and persistent preoccupation with the fear of having a serious illness.
Do I have that?
Yes.
You think I do?
Every day or every other day, it's something different health related.
Is it? No.
Yes. Yesterday it was the eyes. You were going blind. You're going blind. You have Ray Charles something.
Ray Charlesism. Yeah. Ray Charles. Disease.
Today you're dying of, I don't know.
Macron.
Yes. Yes, you definitely have that.
I think I have, like you had mentioned, we've already talked about it on the podcast, but I do think I have echolalia, but that might just be, is it a mental illness? Sorry, you're saying
echolalia? Yeah.
Maybe I'm just ill.
You do have echolalia. We know that. And it's just funny because our maintenance guy, the other day, he goes, Jet, have you ever seen someone? Have you ever been diagnosed? Like, he literally, like, legit, like, asked him that.
See, and then I, you know what I struggle with? I don't know if this is a part of that. I fixate on things that bother me or that, like.
We talked about this on the last one.
Oh, we did, yeah.
The sideburns. Like,
Yeah. But not anything. Like, I don't fixate on the stuff that doesn't bother me or the stuff that's good. If there's something wrong, if I have echolalia or hypochondriacism or Abdullah Ablangata-ism, then I get super fixated on like, oh my gosh, something's wrong with me. I'm going to become Ray Charles. What if I become really good at the piano because I'm blind? Like,
what if I become really good at the piano?
Like, I fixate on everything that's wrong instead of like the stuff that's like good. Like, so yeah, like my eyes are like my, oh yeah. And then I got really fixated on like, maybe there's something wrong with me.
There's a lot wrong with you.
Yeah, but like ill.
Okay, that's the hypochondria that's coming out.
Who knows? You know what? I think the state should have to pay you because you have to put up with me on every day for 9 hours.
Yeah, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, I enjoy it.
My mental health.
Your mental health is comical.
Crazy.
No, you're not super crazy.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
He's talking to me.
What? Okay, maybe we should see someone about that.
Get it. No, I don't think I'm crazy. I think I have crazy tendencies.
Okay, that might be.
You know what? You are not. You are the opposite of crazy. You are the opposite of anxiety. Like, and you're the opposite of like high energy. Like, you are the most calm. Like, you, like, well, you know what? When you get pissed, though, it's funny because it's like you and I get pissed at the same thing. And when you get pissed, you're like, nope, I'm fixing their ledger. But like, it's, but even that is very, when you get mad, you're very short lived. And that's not often me. I'm like, the phone will ring and I'm like, why are they double calling?
Yeah, but yours is like quick.
Mine's
quick. And then it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you like, you, it'll be quick, fast, and then it's like done. Like,
yeah.
Mine, I like stressed about it quietly.
But, oh, it's that's the thing, quietly, because you can't tell.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, you do, you stress about it. Quietly. So, well, I feel like we've been working together for long enough. I feel like I can usually tell something. If you're like quieter, because you're not as rambly as I am, like I'm, but you still have a normal amount of like, I can tell your vibe. So if something's bothering you, even though if you're internalizing, I can usually tell.
So I've had a lot going on this week with
you. Have.
Yeah. So, which we won't go into. You're the only person I've told, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So I just have a lot going on right now, like personally, and Jet is the only person that knows what's happening in my life right now.
Well, and I must say too, what you're going through, we're not going to say any details on here, but you have seemed normal this week.
I haven't seemed like stressed out.
Well, I mean, I think there's times, yeah, but like you, like our day, mm-hmm. like our normal, think of our day, like a normal shift.
Yeah.
It has been the usual stupid, funny, ridiculous, I'm crazy, you're putting like reeling me back in. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, I guess, yeah. Right? But I'm handling it pretty well. Like, because these are some major life changes that are happening in my life, or will be happening.
Very major, very big, very stressful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think I'm handling them pretty well. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So anyways. Well,
yeah, but you're becoming echolalia.
Well, maybe. Maybe a little.
You know what? You are, though. You're going, hi, kitty.
No, that's you.
No, but you say it sometimes. So you're like,
I say it back, but like, yes, I say that back, but the hi, I hate that now.
Yeah, but you don't mind hi, kitty.
No, I don't mind that, but I don't want you to go back to the hi. I don't want to.
You know, I think part of my echolaliaism, Abdullah Ablagada, is like, those are also short-lived. Not as short-lived as my anger when I'm upset, but like short-lived in the sense that I'll go hi for like a month or two, and then it switches.
And that's when, yesterday, when our maintenance guy was like, have you seen someone? Are you okay?
That freaked me out.
It was really funny. It was, I just like busted up laughing because I was like, he was serious. It wasn't like,
yeah.
Have you been diagnosed? I think that's what he said.
Well, but I feel like I'm only crazy at work.
Yeah, I guess we wouldn't know because we don't go home with you.
I'm only insane out of my mind Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
That's funny. Hey, I have a question for you. This is so random, but like, do you remember your dreams?
Sometimes. You know what? I sometimes do if it's either weird enough or scary enough or like awesome. But there's sometimes where if I get woken up in the middle of the night with a dream, I'm like, whoa, that was cool. And then like I'll go back to sleep. And in that process, right before you go back to sleep, you're like, oh, I'm going to remember that. And then when you wake up for the day, you don't remember it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've had that before, but sometimes I do.
Because, like, I've been having this, not the same dream, but the same type of dream for the last, like, few weeks.
Same type of dream.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what it is. So, like, I had, like, for the past, like, I would say 3 weeks. Like, I've been waking up at like anywhere between 3 and 4 a.m. So like 3:30, 3:40, 4 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, I've just been waking up and I'm still dead tired. So it's not like this is the time to get up. It's just like I wake up and I, you know what I mean?
And you're wanting to go back to sleep because you're tired.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know if I'm like in the REM sleep, which you're supposed to be in, you know, the deep sleep, and then I just like kind of come out of it or something like that, because I've Yeah, and then it wakes me up. But every time I've been having these dreams about me falling asleep driving a car.
Whoa.
Right? And so, like, this morning, at like, I woke up at, like, it was 3:36 a.m. I woke up at 3:36 a.m. and I was driving to work in my dream.
In your dream.
I was driving to work. This is so random. I was driving to work and I was on Pioneer Crossing, and all of a sudden, like, in front of the car, there was this girl on a bicycle. And she was just riding in the lane in front of me, right? Random, right?
And like where a car would be.
Right. And she was just riding, and I saw her, and so I was slowing down, you know, and stuff. But I was like nodding. In my dream, I was nodding, and I was like, okay, there's a bicycle in front of me. I have to, like, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just gave in, and I just fell asleep. And then I ended up hitting her in my dream.
And did that wake you up?
At that point, but it felt so real. And at that point, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And that's the second or third one I've had in that very similar into me falling asleep driving during that 3 to 4 a.m. when I wake up.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Are you a believer that dreams mean something, or that your conscious, like, whatever it is trying to tell you something in your waking life?
Well, here's the thing. So I'm a rare breed, because my dreams always indicate something to me, like either.
Well, I've known that about you. I think you've told me that long time, not on the podcast, but long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So like things will come to me, or like I need to tell somebody something, or like people will come to me, like people that have passed over or crossed over. You know what I mean? Like they'll send me a message, or I'll have a conversation with like a loved one, or something will tell me, hey, these two people need to be set up on a date. Like, I've set up so many couples. I think 17 couples that have gotten married.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you set up me and Beatus.
And everything has happened through dreams, like, for me. You know what I mean? And so.
That's wild.
That's how I get. This is what I tell people. This is how I get my revelation. You come through me, like, through a dream.
Have you ever dreamt of me with anything like that?
I have, and I have not told you about it.
Oh.
And I told you that this.
That you had a dream.
And I told you that I would tell you about it when that comes, and it hasn't come yet.
The time has come now.
It has not come now, and when it comes, I will tell you about it, and it has not, and it's not time.
But your dreams always come. When you that was a revelation.
That was a future thing that's going to happen.
Yes, but usually, like you said, those dreams that you have end up being reality.
Yeah, they end up happening. And that's why it's so weird to me. And then I have these crazy dreams about me hitting people on bicycles.
Those probably don't mean those. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just, maybe you're just tired and you're not good. Because you and I both are going through different things, but we're both having a stressful week. So yeah. Maybe that's just you're saying that you're tired. And I know what your dream was about me. You dreamt, and the time has come that you can't tell me now, but I'm going to marry Salma Hayek. Just tell me.
Okay, fine. That's who it is.
Are you?
I knew you liked Mexican girls.
I do. I have two kids with one.
I know. We are irresistible.
Yes.
But anyways, okay, there was something else I was going to ask you. What was it? Shoot.
Dream world. I remember, while you think of that, I remember I met this girl that used to live. She was one of the residents at Hawthorne. And she would say, do you ever write down your dreams? And I was like, no. So I started writing, and it's been a long time. I should pick that back up, but she was like, I encourage you to write a dream journal. So whenever you wake up, and if you remember your dream, just boom, 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 and date it. I wonder if I even have some back in here. But yeah, I was like, oh, that's a cool idea. And then haven't really.
It's crazy when people don't remember their dreams.
Oh, like, look at this.
Or never remember. Oh, do you have?
Night of 12/19 of 22. Night of 12/28.
You did. You have these. Yeah. That's awesome.
I was in my office at work with two of the residents. I don't know if they were discussing moving out or transferring units, but I had to walk the unit. I remember there being something toxic in the air, and I was trying to avoid. I had asked them if their friends. I had them ask one of the three friends if all three of us could come in their unit to avoid whatever the toxic thing was. I'm not sure why they didn't just wait there in the unit. Once asked, a friend said it could wait downstairs. I don't know. I mean,
that's a work dream. But like, I feel like when you have like dreams about work, it's just like you're concentrating about work. You know what I mean? Like you're like, yeah. Oh, what do I have to do? What are my responsibilities? What are my, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to read any of this, but this one was the night of March 16th to 23. And I read the end of it because this always happens. I'm blah, 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 blah. It's a big dream. There's the word miracles. There's a woman. And then it says, then I woke up because I fell asleep on my arm. Do that. I do that a few times a year. And I remember the last relationship I was in, and I freaked her out so bad because it's dark, it's in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden I wake up and I go, ah! Because I am like falling asleep on my arm.
And like, and your arm's like dead.
And then I'm like, and then when you're like half awake, you're like, oh my gosh, my arm's gonna get amputated because it's lifeless. And then I was with her, and she like throws the blankets off the bed and turns the lights on. She's like, what? What is going on? And I'm like, my arm. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, well, and then a second later, like, it starts coming back.
Okay, let's talk about that for a minute, because I'm just really curious. Do you like sleeping in the same bed as another person?
What? Do I like sleeping with people?
Sleeping in the same bed. Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they don't like sleeping with me because I snore.
Are you a cuddler?
I think so. But like when it comes, like, yeah, like if we're watching a movie or if I'm not ready to like fall asleep, I'm like, yeah, come here. But like, it's funny. Like I'll turn the other way. Like if I'm like, okay, now I'm like tired.
I want to go to bed now.
I'll like go, I'll face the other way. I'm like,
Okay.
I don't like to fall asleep.
So I don't mind like sleeping in the same bed as somebody as long as I have my space and they have their space. You know what I mean?
Are you a cuddler? You don't like cuddling?
I mean, I'm okay with cuddling, but not when I'm falling asleep. Like, so same. If I'm like, you know what I mean? It's yeah. Like, okay, you can cuddle with me, but like, okay, now it's time to go to bed. Now I'm getting tired. Yeah. I don't want to be touched at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Like if you're freshly dating and you put on a movie, usually the movie is like not going to be watched. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually it's like, okay, the movie is going to be the barrier. Like, okay. But like when you've established a relationship and you're comfortable in it, there's times where like, oh, you want to cuddle up with the movie? I'm like, actually, no, I want like my gummy worms and my chips. And I'm like, really, what? I'm like, don't cuddle me. I want to, you know.
That's funny.
You're all sweet. When
so what's your love language?
Me receiving gifts. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, art, really?
No, I think my love language, I think, is it's quality. It's quality time, and then it's words of wisdom.
Words of affirmation. So you like to be like talked, like you like to be like, I'm really appreciative. I like, thank you for this. Like,
yeah, and I think since I like that, I do that. I go like, hey, like you look amazing today. I love that dress. Like, wow, I'm glad that you, I'm like, you know, like whatever that is, or like how, like I know you've had a stressful week. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, hey, it's Friday. Let's go. We'll do whatever, you know.
Okay.
But I think quality time and words of affirmation. Okay. Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. Well, it's kind of like the same thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, mine would be, so I have two that are pretty like right, almost equal. Like in like, yeah, mine would be acts of service and quality time.
Mm. So like if someone brings you flowers.
Well, like, no, that's like a gift. That's receiving gifts.
You know what I like? I guess it's gifts too. I would always... I guess it kind of lose it after a while. I guess the secret is to act like you're freshly in the relationship for as long as possible. But I would like leave notes or like get a card. I'd go to the store or whatever and just be like, hey, this card is just because, and like blah, 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 you know, whatever it is. Or like I would leave a note and put it in like her car and just be like, hey, like have a good day, like whatever that is, you know.
Yeah.
Is that act of service?
No, that's words of affirmation. Well, no. When it's like notes and stuff like that, that's like showing love through affirmations, like through words of affirmation. When it's like giving them things, that's showing them through gifts. I think it's important to do all of them personally.
Yeah. You know? I remember I thought it was really cool. I remember this girl I was dating a long time ago would write notes on the bathroom mirror with her lipstick.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
And not really like something like...
I mean, yeah, not...
I've just been like...
Yeah, it's just like... but she would... I mean, it'd be like a little paragraph. Not like a paragraph, but it'd be like at least a few sentences, you know?
Yeah.
And it'd be like different every morning.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
And then I would do the same thing in toothpaste.
Shut up. I was like, gross. You're all taking your toothbrush writing. Hello. Across the mirror. Whatever. No, that's cool. I just don't, like, when it comes to, like, the whole, like, when it comes to, like, the whole, like, you made me lose my train of thought.
I usually do that.
You do sometimes.
We were talking about words of fermented wisdom.
No, but we were talking about, like, oh, like sharing a bed and stuff like that. Like, I'm perfectly fine. Like, if you're, like, you're married and you're like, I want to go to my bed now. It's like, okay, fine. I'm cool with that. You want to sleep by yourself? That's fine.
That's common. Because
you can always, like, you can always be like, hey, let's get freaky right now. You know what I mean? You're like, hey, we can do it right now, you know, kind of thing. And then you could be like, okay, now I'm going to go get my own sleep. I'm perfectly okay with that.
Like, now I'm going back to my, and then it's kind of like, then like if they stop by. Because I had that too, because sometimes I snore. So that she'd come by and I'd be like, oh, you're coming in here for a minute, you know, like whatever it is. But I feel like that's more common because I was always in my mind thinking like, oh, if you're together, you just like always sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
But I'm perfectly fine like also like sleeping in the same bed as long as I had like don't touch me when I'm sleeping. Does that make sense? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, what about if you're still sleeping and then he gets up and he's like, hey, I gotta go to work, and then gives you a kiss on the cheek. He's like, hey, sleep good. Are you just like, or is that like nice?
Yeah, I'd rather it be like,
don't touch me.
Yeah, don't touch me. I will call you later kind of thing. It's like, let me sleep.
I would do that sometimes. I'd say bye. Like if she's sleeping, I would like brush her hair back behind her ear. I'd be like, have a good day. And I give her a kiss. But in my mind, like I'm like, yeah, that's sweet. But in my mind, I'm like, I freaking hate you because I want to be sleeping and you're still sleeping and I have to go to work.
Yeah, that's how I am. It's like, well, don't talk to me this morning kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Are you the type of girl that needs coffee before anything? Like before you're like able to have a conversation or at least like enjoy the conversation or like you need, like you're like, there's people that are like, don't do anything. Like, I need coffee first.
So I'm not like, no. So like I get up and like I am just going through my day. Now you are like that. You, every time we do this on Fridays, you are like, I have to get back to sleep. Okay, like, you know, you like before we do anything. No, I am not like that. No.
Well, you know what? I used to have, because I have a French press in my room and I used to have coffee brewing. Like when I was getting up ready, like I'd go take a shower and all that stuff and cool down. I would sip it in the morning. But now I don't have anything until we get here, you know? And then, so I'm like getting ready, brushing my teeth, doing my hair, all the stuff. And then I drive in or take a turn, whatever it is. So I feel like I'm already having that like stim. I'm like, oh my gosh, just, you can't. I need to start drinking coffee first thing again. But yeah, so you're right. By the time I get here, I'm like, no. And then, God forbid, if like someone comes, like if I get, you know what makes me mad is that I have to have my, like, I don't want to jump into it first thing. I want to like get my computer set up and everything. I don't want like all hell to break loose first thing.
So you're saying you're addicted?
I wouldn't say I'm addicted. Yeah, I would. Yeah. There's not a day that goes by. Even if I don't have it, I'm like, I'm going to go to Maverick and get $2 nasty coffee. Just so I have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're addicted, huh?
So that's the thing is that, like, I was never a coffee drinker. Like, I was a good Mormon girl. Like, whatever. Like, I never, like, drank coffee. I didn't watch R-rated movies. I didn't do anything. Like, growing up, I was good, you know? And then I moved to Utah, and what happens?
You're bad.
I had a family member take me to Starbucks once. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're at Starbucks. Like, I literally was like, we're at Starbucks. Like, what do I do? And
I think it's a bad thing.
And she was like, let's get some coffee. And I was just like, do I do it? Like, do I not do it? And then I was like, okay. And so I did it. And then I was like, oh, this is kind of good. And then at that point I was like, oh, okay. And then I slowly started like integrating it in my life. And then I was like, oh, this is actually making me more awake in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, this is actually kind of good. And then I realized that I have a tolerance to it where I can like have multiple cups every day, and I don't. I'm not jittery. I'm not like.
You find your perfect amount. Exactly.
And then like I can have 3 or 4 cups. Like you can't. You can't after a certain time.
Which I hate because I adore coffee.
Yeah.
And it sucks because like sometimes it'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're like, I need a coffee. And I'm like, oh, me too. I have to cut. My cutoff is noon.
Yeah. See, I can go like pretty much all day and I'm good if I wanted to. See, so
if I don't go to bed till 10 or 11, that's 10 or 11 hours.
Yeah.
But if I have a coffee at 1:30, no way. Jose.
So on my ancestry, it tells you like the traits that you have and it said tolerance to caffeine. Mm. And mine says normal. Like mine says I'm not tolerant. Oh yeah, you can look. It doesn't say that I have like a low, or it doesn't say I have a high, like where I
IQ,
whatever. No, it doesn't say that like I tolerate it fine. Basically, like it doesn't say that it affects me that bad because it doesn't.
Oh,
it doesn't, which makes sense to me.
You know, it doesn't affect me that bad either. Aside from like, if I have it late, then I won't be able
to. But that's what it's talking about.
Oh, see, but mine, like the way it affects me is I don't. Well, I guess I get more talkative after I've had coffee, I guess. Because sometimes I think it doesn't affect me that bad. It just makes me feel like I'm like, okay, I can conquer the day. But I think there are times where I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like if I get in, I'm like, hey. And then after my first cup, I'm like, Olivia, blah, blah, blah. But I don't feel crazy. I just feel like I'm like, oh, I feel better.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's funny.
Coffee.
No. And this is only your first cup, and you're pretty talkative already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing we should mention is that we had decided that we have a bad trait, me and you.
A bad trait?
Yeah, and we have both been trying to, like, fix that trait, and I...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go ahead and tell them?
Yes, you're talking about when we're frustrated or when we're upset, we have the tendency to mirror and match someone's vibe.
Yes.
So like if they come in hot, what we want to get better at and hopefully eliminate at all costs, you know, what we can is to not match that. And if you come in and you're like, you know, and you're like mad. And if I go, yeah, you know, yeah, that's not good. So if you come in and I'm just like, okay, look, I understand. Like that must be, have a seat. I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I'm thinking 9 times out of 10, they're going to be like, okay. And, you know, but what, you know, then it just becomes a escalated, like, I'm pissed, you're pissed, I'm pissed, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been working on it and I have been, this week I have, since I've been struggling with my own personal issues, I've been personally working on this and I've been praying to like become better at not matching other people's energies.
I think we've done good this week.
Well, I did until that email.
Yeah, but I responded to the email.
Yeah, because I didn't want to match that energy.
Yeah, but guess what? What would have happened in the past is you would have responded to the email.
Yeah, and I would not have been nice about it.
Right, but even it, but that's a step in the right direction because if you go, look, I'm trying not to match them. Even if you go, hey, I can't respond to them because I will match them, that's still progress because you're like, hey, I'm going to have me respond to it.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. But I still feel like I didn't, like, I feel like, yes, I was very calm in that conversation. I was very good and I was like, hey, let's, you know.
Yeah, you did get out your bat and your meat cleaver, but yeah, it was insane. I was like, where are you going? You're like, to a meeting. And I was like, oh my gosh, Olivia, are you okay? And you're like, no, I will be though.
But then when I got that email, so I got an email from someone, and then when I got this email and she was coming in hot, when she came in hot like that, then I came in hot to you, and I was not very nice when I was talking to you about it.
Oh, no, but it wasn't directed. I didn't take any events. You know, you weren't directing anything to me. It's the same thing. Like if I get mad about something, then I'm like, Olivia, you know, like I have a tone that I'm mad, but that tone isn't directed to you.
Right. Yeah. I was like just commenting to you what I would have commented to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do that too.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know, it's hard not to take it personal. Like, we're in a business where we deal with people on a regular basis, multiple times a day, in different ways, in email and in phone calls and in person. And in email, it's hard to, especially if you're expecting them to be upset for whatever reason, or you know the situation, it's already tense, you can't really read the emails. Sometimes, well, in this one, it was clear she was hot, but sometimes, like, I'll have an email and I'm already pre-prepared for them to be upset. So then I'm reading it angrily. And then, like, I'm like, oh, taking it, I'm already defensive and I'm taking it personal. Then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They're just asking about, like, this. And I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Upsetly. Yeah. You know?
Well, I started thinking about it and I was like, I'm wondering if she read your email that you responded to her back and was like, oh, yeah, so she didn't respond because she's weak. And I was thinking, no, I didn't want to hurt your feelings because of how I was coming in hot. That's how I was thinking, because I might be small.
Oh,
I might be. You. Yeah. Oh. I was thinking she was thinking because she was so, like, on fire when she, like, sent that email to me.
You know what I think is would always make me mad? What your words would be weak is, like, say, so when I was the assistant and Vicky was the property manager, if I was, like, holding my ground, and then if it would ever be switched, if Vicky was like, okay, fine, we're going to do it. Or, like, if I'm like, no, I'm not going to credit, like, as an example, yeah. This is not a situation that is actually true, but just, like, as an example, no, I'm not going to credit your account. And then if it gets escalated to her and she's like, I'm going to credit your account, then I'd be like, that makes me look weak. But if, like, if you're saying here's the solution, here's how I solve it, and here's what we can do, and then they don't like it, and then it gets over to me, and I'm like, here's what we can, and it's the same thing that you did. Sometimes they just need to hear it from someone else.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that she's probably like, oh, see, she forwarded it to you because, or you're responding because she couldn't handle it. Like how mean I was. Yeah. And it was not that, it's that, like, girl, you would be in tears by the end of this email. You know what I mean?
That's the next time you see her, you just, no one can see me here, but you just look at, glare at her, and then you just go.
No, like, I'm not like that. It's just that, like, people think that because I'm nice and whatever, I can't hold my own, and I don't think that that's, like, necessarily true. Like,
I don't know what that, I mean, who knows what she's going to think about, but I just think, like, it just shows that, and I mean, I think she's probably going to be like, oh, she's probably just angry, like, and doesn't want to respond that way, because it's the same thing when it gets escalated above me, and then they say the same thing, I'm like, you know,
right.
But in my mind, I'm like,
well, that's why I passed it on to you. I was like, I can't, because if I'm in this, like, frame of mind, like, I'm not going to be nice. And what did I say? I was like, oh, we'll go fix it right now.
Oh, yeah.
And my mistake that I made, guess what? I'm going to reverse that. And I'm gonna fix it right now.
It's hard not to feel like that sense of, not the word petty, for lack of a better word, petty. Because I do that all the time. Where I'm like, okay, listen. Especially when you're coming from a place of wanting to help someone. And then they flip it and they blow their lid off. And then it's like, you know what? I'm trying to help. If you want, I can actually, like, if I have an invoice and it's, like, not charged, if I'm like, hey, look, I'm trying to be cool. They went through this and they're moving. Like, I'm not going to charge them the full balance. And I'm like, la, 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 la. And they're mad. I'm like, you know what? I could charge you $500 more. Yeah. You know, it's hard not to get, like, petty like that.
And that's kind of how I was yesterday when I was talking to you about it. But anyways, well, thank you for being here today.
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for being in my life.
Thank you for being here as well. Thank you for being in my life. I'm glad that we get to work together. And I'm glad that, you know, you call me crazy and echolalia. And
you are A-G-B. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a camper? Do you like to camp?
Yeah.
I want to go camping so bad.
You have a tent.
Nobody will. I have a 10-man tent. I have a 3-man tent.
A 10-man?
Uh-huh. 10-man.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have. It has a porch.
A 2-person.
It has a porch. It has a living room.
Really?
And it has a bedroom.
I love those tents. You have a whole house tent.
I do. And then I set up, like, 2, like, chairs in it. I have these comfortable chairs. And, like,
really?
And then a little table inside. So I have, like, a little setup.
To get it set.
Not long.
That's cool. I love camping. And it's going to start, like, cool, like, now's the time to go, because we're right at that. It's Labor Day already passed, and it's going to start cooling down.
I know. I didn't even get to go camping.
Oh, did I go camping?
Nobody wants to go camping with me. I asked my friend Danny, and I was like, hey, you want to go camping? He's like, yeah, we're going to take the dogs. And I was like, okay, that's a lot of dogs.
A lot of puppies.
He has a lot. And I was like, I'm even cool camping in your backyard, because if we camp in the backyard, we have the pool, and then the dogs don't have to come. Yeah. The dogs can just be in the backyard.
I love camping, and I love, it's a good reset. It's nice to, I mean, it's a lot, it's like work too. It's like, it's weird because it's not like if you go to a vacation and you go stay at a nice hotel and you're lounging, like that's fun too. But there's something I do say relaxing about camping, although it's work. You have to do the fire, you have to pitch a tent.
That's the stuff. Funness.
But it is about
funness.
The fun.
That's not even a word. Funness.
It is now. But that is part of the funness, huh?
Yeah. And like doing the fire and s'mores and like campfire stories and like,
playing a little acoustic guitar and
oh, see, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And then like just oh gosh, this makes me want to go. Okay.
Well, and I say this every time, but I mean it. This one was fun. I like we didn't really have an agenda on this one.
We didn't. But it was fun.
That was fun.
Okay. Well, we'll let everybody go.
So.
And we will see you next week.
Oh my gosh, my vision. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's talk.
No. How many fingers am I holding up?
I don't see any fingers.
Ray Charles-ism.
Ray Charles. Oh, my gosh. Give me a piano. Okay, until next time.
Okay, bye.
Cheers. Bye.